Yeah, Danny, how are you?
Good.
Look, it's Dermot Nottingham speaking.
Hello, Dermot.
Hey, mate, how are you? Hey, listen, I've got a strange email from Mark Spring. And he sends a statement, a police statement, that is allegedly made by you.
I don't know of a
Mark Spring. Okay. You know of a Matthew Blomfield?
Yes.
Okay.
I know him.
Okay. Did you do a statement for him on the 4th of December 2013 in relation to... Sorry, it was on statement on the 6th of the 1st, 2014, a Section 82 Criminal Procedure Act statement?
Is it a police statement, or was it made to a police officer?
It's on a police document, but it's not signed. It's signed, but allegedly by you, but not witnessed by any police officer or anything.
Okay, I do recall getting contacted by the police early in the year. I just don't have the dates. And it was to do with Matt, but I can't tell you for sure if that's the document I signed or not.
Okay. Was it? This is about an investigation that you did to find out the owner of louderfinnum.com.
Oh, the IP address or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then the IP address was allegedly owned by me?
Allegedly. I think the police were going to do something about that.
Right. Okay. So, what I need to know is, I don't own louderfinnum.
Right.
So how could that person have got my home address and my details as being the owner of...
The person...
Yeah, this guy called David L. Walkentine.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm just trying to think. That is the guy that I use for tracing IP addresses.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he doesn't actually tell me, and that's what I think. The police actually asked me how he found that out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell them. And I said, look, it is what it is. If you don't want to use it, don't want to use it. But that's the information I was given.
Right. So
I don't know how that links to you. I just literally don't know the back link to that, Dermot. I literally don't know.
Okay. Well, it's
I do IP traces all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the guy that I use to do those traces.
Yeah. But
but you're saying it's definitely not you.
It's definitely not me. So it's a false statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Given in good faith, that's exactly what I was told. So I don't know where that information came from. Problem.
Yeah. Well, but you say I confirm the truth and accuracy of the statement.
Yes, I absolutely do. Asked that guy to find out what the IP address was.
Yeah.
And he told me that information.
Okay. We're obviously going to take this further, Daniel, and prosecute someone in relation to it, because it's not me. So, obviously, the guy in America has made this up, or alternatively, someone set up some sort of bullshit thing in the States.
Linked it to you.
Sorry?
And linked it through
Correct.
You or something.
Correct. And then he just found that. So it's obviously been very open, because anyone who wanted to try and hide anything would have various walls, security walls, that no one can get through. It would have to be...
I don't know much about it, Dermot, to tell you the truth. I just know that this guy has been very successful in the past for me.
Right.
But the thing is, I don't, hand on heart, I don't actually know his methods, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, okay.
So I'm certainly not saying that I've got some sort of bead on for you, or I'm trying to make out you. All I'm saying is that I, in good faith, asked that guy to check the IP address. Who was the owner of the IP address? And he's provided me with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, how do we even know that this guy exists? I've looked him up on the internet.
Yeah.
And he has no greater ability to do anything like what we're talking about, unless someone started something up and it was very open.
Well, he's been in business for quite a long time, but I don't know. I would suggest that he's probably using other people. It's a bit like me using him. You know what I mean? I don't know how many chains down the chain it goes, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, what you've done here, Daniel, is you've given a statement implicating me in a website which I don't own, and surely you have to be able, when giving a statement, be able to believe in the truth of it, and that belief in the truth would be understanding the methodology in which this person obtained this information.
No, I don't understand the methodology. Absolutely, I don't understand the methodology, but I believe that what he, well, all I'm saying is that he told me that information. That's all I can say. That's probably what I said in that statement.
No.
That's certainly what happened.
Well, how about if I send it through to you and you can have a re-look at it now? Now, who was the police officer that took...
I can't tell you, and I just want to think whether the police took a statement off me or not. I'm not sure that they did. I don't think they did.
No, well, this has got your signature on it, buddy.
Yeah, but is it a statement that I've written, or is it a police statement?
Well, it's a police statement on a Section 82 Criminal Procedure Act 2011 form.
Right.
And it's...
Well, maybe just flick it through by email. Do you have a police officer that's charging you with something? Or...
No. I want to charge some fucker over this, mate.
Yeah.
Because it's a lie, and...
Okay, well, I'm happy to cooperate with you, and if you say it's not you, then I'll take that in good faith, but all I can say, Dermot, is that I was asked to check their IP address, and I was given that information.
Yeah.
And if it's inaccurate, then it's inaccurate.
Okay,
I'm telling you, I don't understand the methodology behind
okay.
it, I really don't.
Okay, well this... This has been given to another lawyer to use to try and stop the criminal prosecution of Martin Honey. So you can understand the down-the-line situations about this statement. So what I need to do is I don't need to be attacking the wrong people and blaming the wrong people in court documents. So what I want to do is meet with you today, show you the statement, then work with you to... establish how David L. Walkentine got this information, which is materially false.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a private investigator based in the States. You could ask him the question, I suppose.
Well, no, I think you've given the police statement.
I'll ask him the question, but I would say that he would just say, I can't reveal our sources, I can't reveal anything dodgy. That's probably what he's going to say to me. Then what do I do?
You retract the statement.
Yeah,
the
you retract the statement to the police saying that there is
well, I'm happy to do that because I literally, hand on heart, don't know the methodology. I really don't. So, you know, I wouldn't have thought that could be used to prosecute you because how can you, you know what I mean?
Well, no, it's not to do with that. It's to be used in another...
civil case, is it?
No, in a criminal case.
Oh, right.
Right, to try and defeat the course of justice. So the idea is that these guys also have, we've got information that they've alleged that there are four logins, that they named the people that log in, which is all lies, it's not true, none of it's fucking true.
But it just seems strange that they would get that information, so I don't know the back. Like, I'm not an IT guy, and all I do is, like, you know, I've done probably half a dozen IP traces with this guy over, you know, not to do with you, but just other things, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll just give me an address.
Yeah, but you said that you'd done...
I go, well, how do you find that?
Yeah, but you said that you do lots of IP addresses in New Zealand.
Yeah,
I
do, yeah.
Okay. So,
but I don't understand the methodology on how he gets that information.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is how they got the IP address.
Right. The IP address.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, you can't.
I would have been provided with that.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that, but how did he get the IP address?
Oh, well, that surely that would be from the blog site, wouldn't it? It's got to have, like, the blog site has to have an IP address, surely.
I'm not...
Every blog site...
Yeah, but...
Isn't that just WordPress?
That's just WordPress.
Yeah, yeah, but if it's online, it's got an IP address.
Yeah, no, but that's WordPress.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
So the idea is that they would have to go to WordPress, and I'm sure WordPress has got security.
Well, I don't... Yeah, that's the thing, Dermot. I just literally don't have those answers.
All I know
and what I can say is the truth and is what I've just been told. You know, I don't know how he does it, what he did, who he used, how they... what the methodology was. I don't know any of that.
Okay, so...
And if I need to say a statement to that effect, I'll totally say that.
Okay, well...
There's no way on earth I'm going to be giving false statements to fit you up or anyone up, you know?
Well, it's getting a lot more serious than that, mate, because we've got 22 charges in front of a judge. We've got two issued. We've got 22 charges to go, and it's all about conspiring to defeat the course of justice. And it's all this sort of shit, Daniel. It's all this sort of shit. Just lies. Made up fucking lies. So the idea is that I can sit here, I can give evidence that I don't own or operate Louder Fucking Finnem.
Yeah.
So this statement here says I do. It's materially false. It's materially false, and it's
based on you can say it's false, and I can say you can say how do you base that methodology on, and I say I don't know. Ask that guy.
Okay. Well,
you can make a statement.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but the thing is, that guy didn't make a statement. But listen, I don't want to get you in any shit unnecessarily, Daniel, but I need you to clarify this for me, because I'm in the role of prosecutor, and of course my job is to stop any sort of intervention in the processes that's materially misleading. This statement, prima facie, on the face of it, is incredibly misleading. It's actually materially false. So when can I meet with you today, show you the state?
Well, yeah, I'm not avoiding you, but I'm in Rotorua at the moment, and I'm here until probably Monday.
Right, okay, so we can meet on when?
Well, I can meet on Monday if you want.
What about if we send an
email? Why don't you email
us? Yeah. What's your email address, mate?
So it's just Danny, D-A-N-N-Y.
Yep.
At the Investigators.
At the Investigators?
Yep, .co.nz.
Okay, mate.
Do that, we'll go from there. And what, just tell me, just in context, so that I can understand any privacy issues.
Yeah.
Where did you receive that statement from? Was that from a disclosure from the police, or?
No, it was from Mark Spring.
From Matt Bloomfield.
From
that? Who's Spring?
Well, he's a guy that I've known through just recently through a story, and because we actually do sometimes supply information and various other things to Louder Finnem, but I don't own it.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And the other thing is that it came from Matt Blomfield.
Right.
So Matt Blomfield is promoting it as being true.
Okay.
Right.
Well, flick it through to me. And I'm happy to have an honest discussion with you about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to deceive anyone. And if it's incorrect, then it's incorrect.
Well, the thing really is, well, one from you is a matter of urgency, is to go back to this guy Wankentime and find out how he got the information. He can't sit there and say that I found it through secret, sneaky ways, because that's simply not true.
But understand from me, I literally don't know where he got that from.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that.
Can't swear a statement, mate.
But if you don't know where he got it from, yeah, it's not good to swear a police statement, is it?
Well, I'm swearing a police statement to tell you, or to tell the police, that's what he told me.
Fucking hearsay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, not really.
Okay.
The idea is that that's how misleading statements are given.
Well, completely good faith, and I absolutely, honestly,
Okay, well, mate, if it's in good faith, you go back to Wankentine and find out exactly where he got it from.
Yeah, well, let's just click me the email first of all, Dermot, and we'll go from there, right?
Okay, mate. Cheers, mate.
All right. Bye.
Bye.